We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting with our guests from Pottawatomie County Schools, Superintendent Tim Winter at Wamego, and Kevin Logan over at USD 323 Rock Creek. And Kevin has got some retirees over there at Rock Creek that he wanted to highlight, and so it's always good to do that. Who you got?
Brandon, we have three retirees this year. One actually retired back in December, will be recognized this spring, though. Sharon Smith, she was a Title I reading interventionist for us down at St. George and had been with 323 schools for 9 years. So I want to wish her the best on her retirement. Janet Duncan had been a teacher at Westy Elementary School for 30 years. And this last year at Rock Creek Middle School as a fifth and sixth grade teacher there. So after 31 years, Janet is retiring, and want to wish Janet all the best. And then Donna Kelzer, who has been with the district for 36 years. She started fall of 1985. She taught teaches upper-level math, started at the old Westy High School, and came down to Rock Creek when it opened in 1991, and is retiring this year. And just want to wish all three of those ladies the best in retirement, and thank them for all the service, the education, the support that they've given to Rock Creek and his students during that time.
Fantastic. That's a lot of time served there, and especially when you combined it all. Tim, what about for you?
Yeah, we have several retirees as well. A couple of them, as Kevin said, retired earlier in the year. Tammy Williams, who has been a data specialist for the district for many, many years, and Brenda Jensen, who worked in several capacities in the district office. Also, I think had been in a school building a number of years ago. They both retired earlier this late winter, early spring. And so we wish them well. But then we have others that are retiring at the end of the school year or into their contract time, and start with Dennis Charbonneau. He's our assistant principal athletic director at the high school. And Dennis has been with us, I think 6 years. He's done a fantastic job, and anybody in the school system knows that an AD has long nights, long hours, and puts in a lot of time, and we wish Dennis well. Marilyn Beck has been with the district a number of years, is teacher at Central Elementary School, so we wish Marilyn well in retirement. Jim Page has been at the high school for a number of years as special ed teacher. He's retiring. And Ann Jardine, a business teacher at Wamego Middle School for many years. And I believe she's been at the middle school for about 11 years. But before that, she also worked at the high school. So we wish her well. And then one final one, Francis Vai, who is a bus driver for us. Francis turned 80 this year. And he's been driving a bus and just, you know, does whatever we need him to do in terms of bus routes and activity route, driving for activities, and so we wished Francis a happy 80th birthday earlier this year, and now we're going to wish him well in retirement, and we thank each and every one of these individuals for their service to USD 320 and our students.
Well, thank you to him and everyone who's served the kids for so many years, and those are the good stories you always like to hear, you know, dedication like that, especially in our small communities. As far as activities are concerned, we're wrapping things up here, but what have we got coming up on the calendar, Kevin?
Coming up on the calendar this Friday, we have an outdoor vocal concert at Westmoreland by our elementary students up there. There'll also be a walkthrough art show at the building on Friday, so we're looking forward to that. We have a vocal concert this Friday for the high school. And we've got a 5th through 12th grade Bandapalooza on Saturday. Starts at 2 o'clock up on the Rock Creek campus. So I've got big activities going there. And then, of course, postseason for high school events. But our elementary down at St. George had an outdoor vocal concert last Thursday. Was a great event. People brought lawn chairs set up out on the lawn. And just had a really, really nice time.
Excellent. What about Wamego? What do you got on the schedule here?
Well, we've been very busy with some concerts and other end-of-the-year activities as well. But what's left is tonight. Tonight we have our Community Scholarship Foundation banquet, so we're going to recognize a number of seniors who have received scholarships. Next week starts regional golf, regional softball, regional baseball. Hopefully they don't all get rained out. We also have one last concert. Middle school has their spring concert next Tuesday. Senior sneak is next Wednesday. And then we have graduation. Graduation is Saturday the 22nd at 2 p.m. We are planning on doing it outdoors at the football field, football complex, with no restrictions, and we hope the weather cooperates. And then Monday the 24th will be our 8th grade promotion event, which will also be outdoors at the sports complex with no restrictions. So looking forward to a lot of great activities and celebrating a challenging but successful year.
And Kevin, May 22nd, graduation for Rock Creek too?
Yes, May 22nd also, except at 3 o'clock instead of 2. So if you want to go to 2 graduations, you can hit Wamego and Rock Creek. And this will be in the new Rock Creek Gymnasium.
Okay. Hey, you got an indoor one. That's the first one I've heard. So
we'll have indoor. We will ask that groups cohort together, but we actually have more seating in our gym than we have in our football stadium seats. So we're going that route.
All right. And let me just kind of finish up on one last topic here, and that is the masks. And, you know, I know every district's a little different. What's the policy here throughout the rest of the school year?
We had a lot of discussion at our board meeting this last Monday at Rock Creek, but no motion was taken. So we will remain mask in buildings and at our indoor events throughout the remainder of this school year.
Those are our plans as well. We just decided to just push through and get through the end of the year and not jeopardize anybody's opportunity to attend prom. Excuse me, not prom. Prom's over. To attend graduation. And so we are masked through the end of the school year. We will make masks optional at our summer school and summer school programs and activities. So we'll be able to see how that goes as we look forward to the 21-22 school year.
All right. Well, sounds good. Guys, we appreciate always getting updates from you. We'll talk again to you next month.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you so much. Tim Winter, Kevin Logan, our guests here from Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego, and Rock Creek. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Dan Watkins next here on News Radio KMAN.